From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Believe it or not, that was Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress, singing Coming Home. And in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our producer, Heather Epps, for coming up with these home theme songs. And if you'd like to hear a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show, just visit our Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song, and we'll play your request and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. And Heather says that we're running out of home themed songs, so give her some inspiration and visit the Facebook page and we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at the brand new Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which we are 2 weekends away from, coming up August 26th through the 28th at the newly renovated Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Insol Steel, and we'll be talking with Steve Bostick with Insol Steel, also Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paint, Jeff Bernard with LeafGuard Gutters, and Bob Highland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Well, this is a very exciting time of the year for everyone here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, because we're getting feverishly ready for the fall home show coming up in 2 weekends. And boy, have we got a lot planned for you. Give you a highlight. We're going to be giving away a $15,000 plus dream backyard makeover. I say plus because we always end up adding prizes as we get closer to the home show. But it's a minimum of a $15,000 valued dream backyard makeover that we're going to be giving away. Includes a landscape plan and installation from Dig Landscapes. All the plantings from Stacks Nursery, a water feature from HLG, paver installation from Just Hardscape and Design, an outdoor furniture set from Backyard Retreats, outdoor lighting package from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, a big green egg and stand from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and a mosquito elimination package from Mosquito Squad. So someone local will win this $15,000 backyard makeover, and you just have to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show and fill out a registration form. No purchase necessary, as they say. We're also offering free design consultations for homeowners, and we've arranged to have interior designers, professional interior designers, they're volunteering their time, they're coming down to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and they will sit down with you for 20 to 30 minutes and give you a free design consultation, and you're encouraged to bring paint samples and photographs of maybe a floor plan or layout, house plans, anything like that, anything that will help to make the make your 20 to 30 minute experience the best it can be. And you can call Charleston Home and Design Magazine to set up an appointment. We always sell out of these different free design consultations. So they're happening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 26th through the 28th during select hours. So just call 577-7652, 577-7652, if you would like to like a free design consultation. We've also got a returning event from last year that we premiered at last year's Fall Home Show, and it's a play on words. We call it Antique Home Show, like Antique Road Show. But it's Antique Home Show, and with Miller Gaffney. She's a South Carolina native from the Greenville area. She's a TV star. She is on a show on the Ovation Network called Art Breakers, and it's kind of a reality-based show where she herself is an art and antique expert, and she helps purchase art and antiques for celebrities, and there's a TV show about it called Art Breakers, and she's also appeared on PBS Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser. And just an amazing person, and she will be starring in Antique Home Show on Saturday, August 27th, and Sunday, August 28th, from 1 to 5 p.m. each day. All you have to do, just bring an antique. Everyone has an antique at home, something that maybe was given to them by a relative, inherited, or something like that. And being in downtown Charleston, we're expecting a lot of folks to bring some of their antiques out. And it's not just we want you to bring an antique and have it appraised for free, but we've also got seating set up so that you can kind of sit and watch and watch the process and listen in on the appraisals as they're taking place. So that's taking place, Antique Home Show. It's free of charge at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 26th through the 28th. We've also got something really interesting. This is something new this year. We're calling it Inside the Architect's Mind. And basically, on Saturday from 11 until 4 o'clock, we have made arrangements for several architects to do PowerPoint presentations where they're going to be showing you projects that they've worked on, and also giving you the inside scoop on these projects. So viewers, people who come to this Inside the Architect's Mind, you'll be able to hear and see projects coming straight from the architects and witness a design project as it is presented directly from the architect's mind. And so it's really fun event. And again, this is free as well. So it's happening on August 27th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Let's see what else we've got going on. We've got the Kitchens, Baths, and All That Jazz Home Show Party on Friday from 7 until 10. Free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then we close for an hour and let our vendors set up for the party. And the party takes place from 7 to 10. You can purchase tickets in advance at CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, CharlestonFallHomeShow.com for $15. And that entitles you to free beer and wine and live jazz from the Brian Mott Jazz Trio. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show and visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com for more information. charlestonfallhomeshow.com. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel, and we're very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Steve Bostic with Insul Steel. How you doing, Steve?
Good morning, Tim.
First of all, thank you very much to Insul Steel for being a sponsor with the Charleston Fall Home Show. And take a moment to tell everybody about Insul Steel.
Well, Tim, Insul Steel is just being launched here in Charleston as a composite system for highly insulated, energy-efficient homes. Our former company name, and it's an outgrowth of Amerisips Homes. So our new direction here is to expand heavily in this market through both our Amerisips Homes custom home group, as well as we'll be marketing our EcoShell energy efficient system to other builders in the market, both residential and commercial. So we're really excited about the progress that we've made in Charleston, and looking forward to expanding our business here.
Mm-hmm. So basically, Steve, what we're talking about is an alternative way of building a new home. And the traditional method that people have seen for years and years is they refer to it as stick built. And, you know, when a house is coming out of the ground, you'll see the wood framing as the house is being built. And your company, Insul Steel, has taken a completely different approach to building a new home. And talk about some of the features.
Sure, Tim. I think there are three main categories that we would look to compare ourselves favorably against stick-built. First and foremost, we're extremely energy efficient. We have homes in the local market here today that are 3,000 square feet that have a $12 a month electric bill, 12 to 15. So we're very
energy efficient. How much was that again?
12 to 15 a month.
$12 to $15
a
month.
About $150 to $200 a year compared to $300 or $400 a month, perhaps.
Is that offset with solar? You've got some solar worked into this?
Yeah, we start out by building the EcoShell, which is a very energy-efficient envelope that insulates the entire house from both outside air as well as air leaks that normally draft in through a house during the course of the day or the evening. Mm-hmm. So we create a very energy-efficient airtight envelope. And then that reduces demand in general more than 50%. So then we supplement that with solar systems on the roof. And it only takes, an Insul Steel house, about a third of the solar panels that go on top of the roof. Mm-hmm. So combining solar energy with energy efficiency of the envelope is the way we can get to basically a zero energy ready home.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I understand that that Insul Steel, you folks have recently won an award from the U.S. Department of Energy.
That's true, Tim. Yeah, this week we were notified that a custom home that we built on John's Island was nominated through the process of the DOE for their Energy Efficient Homes group. And we received a Home Innovation Award for custom homes on a national basis. So we were a top winner in the custom homes category.
Mm, very good. Congratulations on that. What do you want to, if we have a lot of listeners who are in the building industry, a lot of folks who are listening who maybe are going to be building new homes in the future. What's the message you want to get across to them in terms of what they should tell their builder about considering the use of Insul Steel and some of the methods that you folks are using that their builder could use to build their home?
Well, previously, for the last 6 years, we've built just homes under our own brand, under Amerisips Homes. Mm-hmm. And we've had a great success, with that program. we're looking now to expand our operation here, and we've designed something called the Builder Network for EcoShells. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to partner with other builders that are members of the Home Builders Association and provide to that builder a complete package that includes our energy efficient system, our indoor air quality, as well as our, we've just received national recognition from the national insurance companies, whereby our clients and their clients will also receive up to a 30% discount on insurance. Mm-hmm. So the ongoing cost of maintenance, the cost of utilities, is a major concern in a market like Charleston, where our electric rates are going up. We're increasing our costs per home at the highest level in the United States.
Mm-hmm. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. A lot of builders are very, very comfortable with building stick-built homes, and to try to get them to wrap their arms around building a home utilizing some of the building materials and so forth that Insul Steel can provide them, that might be a little intimidating for a builder. What do you have to say to them?
Well, we'd like for it to be driven by the homeowner. Ultimately, it's the homeowner that makes the decision as to who they select to build their home. Mm-hmm. And so we're creating an awareness program with the home builders that this program is available. So education is the most important part. And then the second tier of that is that once we work with the homeowner who's planning to build a home, then we can meet with their builder and show them that we can give them a turnkey installation of our EcoShell and actually make it much easier for the builder. Mm-hmm. As you well know, the Charleston market is extremely tight in terms of ability to build homes. The subcontractors that are available are lesser quality probably than they've ever been, and they're in great demand, and they cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So when we're partnering with a builder, we're actually taking a huge load off of his back by our own people installing the whole EcoShell. It also gives the builder something that they can sell that's more energy efficient than they could ever get using stick built. Mm-hmm. So we think, we've met with several builders that are extremely interested in the whole concept. So the EcoShell Builder Network will be a very important part of our growth here in Charleston over the next 5 to 10 years.
But it's important that that the homeowners kind of understand how they can benefit by using the Insul Steel products in building a house, and they might be the ones that end up pushing the builder. They could talk to their builder. The builder's not maybe aware of what an Insul Steel has to offer, so they might say, I don't know, and try to steer that homeowner away from Insul Steel, when in fact, the homeowner is the one that's going to be living in that house and paying the power bills and so forth. So it's really important on the homeowner's behalf to do their homework and to look into Insul Steel and maybe hire a builder that is comfortable using the Insul Steel products. Let me ask you a question because we're almost out of time. But can you build any type of house? Is the look of the house limited? Is it a one-story house? Can a homeowner get any kind of house that they want using the Insul Steel products?
Yeah, we have homes that, we always say that we can build anything from a tiny house to a Ritz-Carlton. So our building system, with the energy efficiency and the steel structure of it, allows us to build high-quality, energy-efficient, as well as structurally sound homes virtually across the board. I might add one other thing, Tim. The architect is also another vehicle for us. In the custom home area, we're promoting our EcoShells to the architect. So once we're involved with them, we have a leading architect today, and we obviously don't favor anyone, but one of the top names is building a home with us today. And they did it primarily because their owner was interested in energy efficiency, had read about us, So we got together with the architect and jointly designed the house, and so now it's being built. So I think overall, once people are aware that they can get energy efficiency, the security and healthy indoor air climate that we provide, it's a pretty compelling reason for clients to want to use our EcoShell.
And from the street, no one's going to know that this is any different from any other house. The house is going to look exactly like any other house out there. It's not some kind of space age kind of egg shaped house or something.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's the same exterior building system that we'd use, whether it's brick, hardy board, or masonite.
Mm-hmm. And how much more will a home using Insul Steel products cost versus a traditional stick-built house?
Well, we're extremely competitive with custom-built homes in the major markets. So I would say that, you know, the shell represents only 15 to 20% of the cost of the home to begin with. So because it goes up a little bit faster, it's more efficient in terms of assembly. Overall, we're very competitive with
a custom
market.
Built home versus a volume built home, where some of the volume builders, you know who I'm talking about, that are building 100, 200 homes in a neighborhood. A custom built home is built custom for that client. So if you're looking at building a custom home, you definitely need to look into Insul Steel. And how can folks get more information about Insul Steel?
Well, our website is the primary way that we've begun to educate the client, and they can go to insulsteel.com on our website.
And how's that spelled?
InsulSteel.com.
Okay, good. And local phone number?
Tim, people interested in calling our office can call 843-352-2370.
Okay, and you folks have a physical location. Where can people stop by and take a look?
Absolutely. We have a fair amount of walk-in traffic today. We're out on North Clements Ferry Road, and that's 619 Marina Drive. It's right off of Clements Ferry Road, first exit going north.
Right near 526.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Steve Bostic with Insul Steel. And thanks so much, Steve, for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel, and formerly known as Amerisips Homes. And we're very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paints. How you doing, Lincoln?
I'm doing very well, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Lincoln, take a moment and tell everybody about Spectrum Paints.
Well, Spectrum Paint is an independent paint dealer with 68 stores across the country, and we represent both Benjamin Moore Paints and Pittsburgh Paint Company, as well as Lenmar Lacquers and Gemini Lacquers as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So Spectrum Paint, you folks are an independent paint store. So what's the big difference between an independent paint store like Spectrum Paint and someone going into a big box store and buying paint there?
Well, the biggest difference would be the variety that we can offer, because we do represent multiple companies. We can address your needs, whether it's an industrial situation, a commercial situation, a retail or home situation. We are able to have a little bit more resources, a little more variety, which breeds competition, which of course helps with the prices and keeps our prices down.
Mm-hmm. And you rarely see paint contractors standing around that middle area in a big box store buying paint. Paint contractors go to an independent store like Spectrum Paint, right?
They do, and there's several reasons. One is that we are focused on the commercial aspect of timing and speed and getting them in and out quickly, because time is money, and so we're set up to be able, in a production mode, to be able to produce paint quicker. We don't have a gigantic parking lot that you have to walk all the way in. You know, sometimes the bigger box stores they're nice to go to, but it takes so long just to get into the store, and then you have to place your order, and then by the time it gets filled, and anything of volume, they're not exactly set up for like we are, as far as, you know, doing 40, 50, 80, 100 gallons at a time, bigger jobs like that. That's what we're suited for. Mm-hmm. So the contractors know that when they visit Spectrum Paint, not only is their order going to be accurate and their colors are going to be right, but they're going to be able to get in and out in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. Every time I drop off magazines, Charleston Home and Design issues to Spectrum Paint, it's interesting that there's always like a higher level of service or the staff at Spectrum just being really, really nice, much more than I get when I drop magazines off at other stores. I mean, just seems like there's that really nice, upbeat personality that the staff at Spectrum Paint has when you walk in.
Well, thank you, Tim. That's very nice of you to say. We enjoy our jobs. I mean, we enjoy being able to help people. We know what we're doing, and that kind of makes you feel confident. And like I said, my employees and myself, we do enjoy very much servicing the Charleston community and downtown. Charleston is a historic city, which offers some unique situations and problems, and that's kind of our niche, is that we are problem solvers, we are color matchers. You know, when you come into a Spectrum store, we hope that you are not only satisfied with the result, but that you are treated like, you know, like a family, because we are a family-owned company, and it starts at the top, and it goes all the way down.
Some advice I got a long time ago, and it's stuck with me, and it makes perfect sense, is, you know, when you look at the price that you pay for the paint for a painting project, the price of the paint is a small fraction of the cost, the overall cost of painting your house or a room or what have you. And so the advice I got a long time ago was never buy cheap paint. Always buy quality paint. And what you mentioned Benjamin Moore as being
mm-hmm.
One of the paint lines that Spectrum Paint carries. Does that make sense?
It does. Unless you have a situation where you're painting very frequently, like say. A rental unit that is being torn up on a regular basis by, say, you know, not to belittle college students, but, you know, someone in is not really taking care of your stuff, then, you know, you might want to use a cheaper paint. But the problem with the less expensive paints is it's about what goes into the paint. And the higher quality paints are going to cost more, but they're also going to perform better. And we refer to a paint as not fighting you. In other words, a cheaper paint, when you go to put it on, just like with a cheap brush, if you don't have a quality material, then it's going to be harder for you to have a successful outcome. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to spend $60, $70 a gallon on paint, but those paints are high solid, high quality. They're going to self-level. They're going to lay down. They're going to hold their color. They're going to do everything that you want paint to do. So what you're looking for is, a lot of people are looking for that middle line premium paint where, you know, you're not spending a ton of money, but you're spending enough money that you're going to get a quality performance from the product. Mm-hmm. I mean, another thing to look at is the amount that you're doing and whether you're inside or outside. I would always recommend spending a little bit extra money on an exterior product to go to a higher level of product, because you're dealing with wind and rain and humidity, temperature extremes. Here in South Carolina, we're brutal on coatings here with everything, with the sun and the mainly the temperature fluctuations, not just yearly, but even daily. I mean, we'll have days that they get warm, and then at night it's very cold. So spending a little bit extra money on those products does help. And also, it's about the volume. If you're only getting a gallon of paint or two for one room, then you could splurge, maybe spend a little $8-$10 extra. Whereas if you're painting your whole house, and say you're a newly married couple or something like that, and even though you own that property, it could add up. So if you're going to end up buying, say, 25, 35, 40 gallons of paint, you know, you add on that extra $10, I mean, you're looking at an extra $400. And that does matter, and we realize that. Mm-hmm. So once again, being an independent dealer with lots of options, whether it's Pittsburgh Paint Company or Benjamin Moore Paint Company, we can find you the paint that's not only going to perform for you, but it's going to fit your budget and make you happy about that part of it as well.
Gotcha. Before we started the interview, you mentioned something about how the staff at Spectrum Paint, when you walk into one of your stores in looking to buy paint, your staff ends up asking a ton of questions. And why is that? What are some of the questions? What should a homeowner do to maybe prepare when they visit Spectrum Paints?
What we're going to ask, I mean, what we need to know, because we don't know when you walk in and you say, yeah, I want to get a gallon of this color. Well, a lot of times the color is the easiest part for us. The homeowner may not agree with that, but what we need to know is, what is it going on? What's your substrate going to be? Is it raw or is it painted? For instance, metal is a great example. If metal's already painted, a lot of times you don't need to repaint it or rather prime it. You can scuff it up and just paint it. But we need to know what it's going on inside, outside. We need to know what kind of color it's going over, if there's going to be a large variance in the color, but something we have to deal with. And the big thing is, like, we ask people what sheen they want, what kind of, you know, they want it to be shiny or flat. And a lot of times we get a blank look because they didn't really think about that, or the husband didn't ask the wife or vice versa. So a lot of times they have to make a phone call or go back out and come back in. But these are all things that, I mean, we have a list of things before we can fill the order we need to know. Mm-hmm. More than just the volume of the paint, inside, outside, oil or latex, what shine, things like that. So they are important. And it's a lot to know, and it's very important to us that we are successful. So we ask a lot of questions, and people comment on that. They're like, I didn't realize there were so many questions. And it's like, well, there has to be.
I've never gotten any questions really at a big box store, when do you want to pick, or not, I can't even think of a single question I've ever gotten at a big box store.
Well, you know, I've been in paint for so long now that I've never bought paint at a big box store, so I'm not really sure. They're very nice folks over there. And
but there's tricks, right? I mean, for example, I remember buying flat paint when I was painting my first house, which the walls had a lot of imperfections.
Yes,
and
yes.
Flat paint tends to hide imperfections.
It does, because there's no light reflection. It tends to hide any of the imperfections in the walls or problems you may be having. The problem is that flat paint without that sheen is a little more open. So smudges, you know, you come in with a little grease on your hand and smudge the wall, it's going to be a lot harder to clean it up. But you can touch up flat paint much, much easier than you can a paint with a sheen. But when you get into, say, the ceramic mats, eggshells, satins, and things like that, they have that sheen. So that lends itself to a natural wipeability. So when you come in from the garage and you put your hand on the wall, your wife can come over, or you can reach over with a rag and just wipe it right back off. Mm. The problem is, the higher the shine, the harder it is to touch up later.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of painters, they worry about that. They don't really like doing the higher shines. And a big part of it, too, besides hiding imperfections or things like that, or wipeability, is the look, the aesthetics. What kind of look do you want, in your situation? And that's an artistic choice that people need to make themselves. I caution my guys to, draw a line. When it comes to a certain point, what you like as far as color or whatever is not that's not relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's what this person likes. And if the person likes, bright purple or something like that, then that's fine. There's not necessarily a wrong answer here. It's about what you like. So other than the technical part of it being clean and taken care of and touching up later, the other half of that equation is, do you want to have shiny walls? Bathrooms are a great example. There's so many shiny things in a bathroom already. You've got porcelain, you've got the faucets, you've got glass, tile. And, if a lot of people like to go lower sheen to get that contrast, it's all about what's pleasing to the eye.
Mm-hmm.
That said, though, if you want to have a shiny ceiling, if you want your ceiling to reflect light and be shiny, then that's fine. It's just not common. So
why is there a different paint altogether for ceilings than walls?
Well, two reasons. One is ceilings, because they're high up, and once you paint your ceiling, rarely does anything happen to it unless you get, like, say, a moisture leak from above or something like that, which, of course, is terrible, but that's a different animal. A lot of times with ceilings, you can use a less expensive product. It's usually flat because you don't really want that reflectivity. You need something that's not really loose. You want something that has a little heavier viscosity so it'll roll on nicely. But once the ceiling is painted, you're done. You're not going to go back up there. Hopefully you're not going to have people throwing stuff on your ceilings or, you know, I mean, they're kind of off limits. Once you get the ceiling done, it's done. Mm-hmm. And there's not a need for a higher end, expensive product there to protect from the normal problems. You know, ceilings are the easiest, floors are the hardest because everything ends up on the floor. You have abrasion, you know, friction, whether it's inside or outside, you know, whether it's pets.
Painting a floor, you mean?
Yeah, painting a floor, you've got different problems. So on the floor, you've got to have a very, very tough product. On the ceiling, you know, not so much. You can save some money there. Just like when it comes to, say, mud rooms, garages, things like that, you don't necessarily need to use the premium level paint for those because it's a place you can save money if you're looking to save money. It's not a high traffic social area. When your friends come over, you have a dinner party or something like that, you know, you're not so much worried about the garage or the mudroom. You're worried more about the dining room, making sure that it looks pretty and holds up the way you want it to.
Well, how can folks get more information about Spectrum Paint?
Well, they can go to spectrumpaint.com, which of course is on the is our website, and that we have a very nice setup there, and you can link to our vendors. And then we have 5 stores here in Charleston. My particular store is on Morrison Drive, 1063 Morrison Drive. And you can call us if you'd like anytime from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, or 8 to noon on Saturday at 843-722-1053.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paint. Thanks so much, Lincoln.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Jeff Bernard, owner of Leaf Guard. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for asking.
Good. Jeff, take a moment and tell everyone about Leaf Guard.
Well, Leaf Guard, we are the only one-piece hooded gutter system on the market. We've been around since 1993 as the inception of the product. We're the one and only Leaf Guard. The one and only one-piece hooded design, guaranteed to never clog as long as you own your home.
Well, there's, I think there's a lot of confusion out there. I think that term, Leaf Guard, has become kind of synonymous with Kleenex. You know, when you want a tissue, you say, "Give me a Kleenex," and you know, homeowners say, I don't want stuff to clog up my gutter, so I need to get a Leaf Guard, right? Who is the real Leaf Guard, or what is the real Leaf Guard?
Tim, there's so many products out there on the market today, just as you had said. They range from single-piece screens that you can buy at Home Depot to single-piece screens that you can buy from dealers throughout the Charleston area. They range to inserts that will go inside of the gutter to act sort of as a filter. There is also products that are two-piece designs where the gutter and a cover come out. There are single-piece designs that are hoods that go on top of an existing gutter. But the way that you know that you have Leaf Guard is that we are the only one-piece product. Our machine will extrude a single seamless hooded gutter system. So there are no pieces and parts. It's attached directly to your fascia board, and it's guaranteed to never clog.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. So if someone were to put, because I have done it myself, I must admit, I have put screens over my gutters, and they didn't work very well. I recall them getting a lot of pine straw and things like that that sort of clogged that screen on top. How is Leaf Guard gutters better than the screen that goes on top?
Well, the design of Leaf Guard, 98% of all your debris and material gets inside your gutters when it's dry and the wind's blowing. So if you have a single seamless one-piece hooded system that's attached directly to your fascia board and not near your roof line or under your shingles, as the wind is blowing, it's going to blow the debris and material directly off of the house. So when it rains, what small amount of material that may be drawn inside of the gutter with the rainwater with the gutter being properly installed and pitched towards the downspouts, that's going to flush the debris and material out of your gutter. Mm-hmm. That's how guarantee, that's how LeafGuard actually will give you that lifetime clog-free guarantee. Mm-hmm. Because the gutter's got to be installed correctly. That's the most important thing.
And when you say fascia, some of our listeners may not be aware of that term. You're talking about that board right below the roof line that faces out, right? That's kind of the way I always think of it, is fascia faces out.
Yes, sir. It's the flat board or the angled board that's at the very edge of your roof line that the shingle ends at.
Gotcha. And so what about some of the inserts that you're talking about? How is LeafGuard better than some of those inserts?
Well, I like to use the comparison of an air conditioning filter. We know that we have to change our air conditioning filters every 30 days because debris and material, physically, lint gets caught up in it, and it will hinder the effectivity of how our air conditioning or our heating units will work. Well, it's the same concept. If you're putting something on top of your gutter, it's a flat level surface. So you're going to have debris and material that will lay on top of there. If we don't get a heavy enough wind to blow it off, and we get more debris and material that lands on it, then more, then more, then more. Eventually, the water will never make it inside of the gutter, mm-hmm. and it defeats the purpose of actually having the gutter on the house.
Right, right. Talk about how the LeafGuard gutter actually works, because, and I'm probably going to have a tough time explaining it, but the way I understand it is the water comes off of the roof. There's a hood on top of the LeafGuard gutters, which is kind of is the exact opposite of a typical traditional open gutter where the water goes right into that open gutter. With LeafGuard, it goes over the top of the hood, and which is kind of like a roof of itself on top of the gutter, but then the water sort of it doesn't go right off that. Top of that hood, it adheres. The water sort of adheres and then slips along the side and then goes into the actual gutter itself. I'm probably not explaining that very well.
Well, basically, what happens is it works off of a principle called liquid adhesion, and a great way to make an example of what liquid adhesion is that as water molecules come out and they evenly spread over a roof, they will follow any solid surface. So as it follows a solid surface of the roof, down to the very edge of the roof line, there's a flat piece of hood covering that curls and bends around into the trough of the gutter. That water will follow the solid surface of the hood of the LeafGuard gutter system, curl around the lip, and the water will deposit inside of the gutter. A great little experiment that families can do with their children is basically take a round glass, go over to the kitchen sink, take that round glass, turn the kitchen faucet all the way open, put that round glass underneath the faucet of the water faucet, and you will watch the water curl around the side of the glass and drop directly down into the sink. It won't splash. It won't do anything. It will simply curl around and follow the actual roundness of the glass. Same principle as the way the LeafGuard gutter works.
What if we have some very strong rainstorms here in the Charleston area? What if the volume of water coming off the roof is so great? Is the water still going to adhere to the top of the LeafGuard hood and go into the gutter?
There's one Achilles heel, as I like to say, about the LeafGuard gutter system, but it's the Achilles heel of every single gutter system, whether it's a conventional gutter system or whether it's another leaf shedding device that goes onto a house, and that's where valleys come into play. Any straight line of gutter
valleys on the roof referring to. What is a valley on the roof?
A valley on a roof is where two roof lines come together. They can either come together into a straight run of gutter, but most typically they come together where two pieces of gutter come together in a corner, a U-shaped section on a house where you have a porch, a garage, and a bedroom. Imagine a U-shape where mm-hmm. you have what we call inside corners. And those inside corners are basically twice the volume of water that would come off of a straight section of roof. So I like to look at it in a different fashion and use an analogy again as well. imagine a stream, and there's no rocks in the stream. That water's moving at an even pace. Now imagine a stream with rocks and hindrances in there. Now you have rough, choppy water going through those rocks, and the speed picks up. It's the same concept. When the water comes down that roof and it meets that inside corner, it's going to gather a good portion of that water. But if we have a downpour like we experience in the summer, you're going to have overshooting. Conventional gutters compensate for that overshooting by using splash blocks, which are basically an elevated piece of aluminum that you can look in your corner and see how it creates a shield. Well, that's good and that's bad. It's good because it will stop the water from coming over and overshooting that corner. It's bad because it will act as if it's a beaver dam. Most of our debris, if we look at our roofs, that if we don't clean them off, almost all of our debris is in our roof valleys. And as that debris is being pushed down, it's being dropped right into that beaver dam, so to speak, with those splash guards at the very end. So that acts as a hindrance. With LeafGuard, we're not going to put a splash shield on the end of that piece because that's only going to create problems. When you back things up onto a roof, it backs into the fascia board, it rots your fascia board, it rots your rafter tails, it will do a tremendous amount of damage. So that's the one Achilles heel that any gutter system has, and that is where water forms into a valley and you have twice the influx of water. Mm-hmm. You're going to have overshooting. It is the only issue that most of our customers will call us on after we've done the installation, but they understand.
Mm-hmm. But they're never going to have to climb up on a ladder again to clean out those gutters.
Exactly. The only maintenance that a customer has to incur with any system is the roof valleys. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to clean your roof valleys up because mm-hmm. the water is – you want to make sure your valleys are clear of debris because it deteriorates your roof.
Well, every homeowner out there is looking for low-maintenance products to put on their house. They'd rather, you know, in Charleston we have so many options to have fun and get out and enjoy the Charleston area. Nobody really wants to spend a lot of time fixing up and doing a lot of maintenance on their house. And one of the best low maintenance systems for your house is LeafGuard gutters.
Tim, you are absolutely correct. You know, I've got a motto that I always say, and most people hear this on my radio commercials. At LeafGuard, we promise to keep your mind out of the gutter forever.
That's good. Well, how can folks get more information about LeafGuard?
Well, they can go visit our website, leafguardlowcountry.com. They can go to the national website, www.leafguard.com. They can call our office locally at 843-832-3353. They can visit us on Angie's List. They can visit us at the Better Business Bureau. The one thing that we pride ourselves on is our customer service.
And you folks have a special going on right now?
We do have a special. It's 25% off of the regular retail price of LeafGuard.
Very good. All right. Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Jeff Bernard, owner of LeafGuard of the Lowcountry. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. How you doing, Bob?
Doing great, Tim. Good to see you again.
You too. Bob, take a moment and tell everybody about Southern Lumber and Millwork.
Southern Lumber, we actually were established in 1941. So the exciting thing is this is our 75th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
So we've been servicing the new construction, remodel, and replacement market for 75 years this year. And so it's really a terrific milestone for our company.
Mm-hmm. Southern Lumber is a local company. Approximately how many employees do you folks have?
Actually, we're at 100 employees now.
Wow, 100 local employees. And where's Southern Lumber located?
We're located at 2031 King Street Extension.
So kind of the upper part of the downtown peninsula. And you folks have made some changes around your footprint, right?
Well, we have. And, you know, if you think about when we started in 1941, where, you know, the proximity to the shipyard and stuff like that, we catered a lot to that. And, of course, you know, the original establishment of the company really was dealt with a lot of custom moldings and trim and that kind of stuff. And that's really, where our focus was. And since that time, we've continued to grow and expand and add, you know, different items as well, to the point that, you know, we do the new construction side, which obviously that's got to go ahead and got all the lumber and all the trim and everything else that goes exterior, interior, and those kind of things, and the remodeling and replacement. And then we added the window and door department 7 years ago. So we are a full-service window and door company.
Good deal. What's the new customer service facility that Southern Lumber will have completed in September?
Well, we spoke last time, and part of the eminent domain type process, DOT is bringing in a new bridge to the port, and that actually affected Southern Lumber, because where they're bringing the new bridge, it comes in proximity to Southern Lumber, and they're taking about an acre and a half of our property. So because of that, it affected our old shop and a couple of the other outbuildings because of the easement. So we've been in the process of building some new buildings to replace those. Obviously, our new shop actually opened about 8 months ago. I think we're the only full service lumber yard in town that actually has a shop where we actually make our moldings, our trims, and custom type products there. And then this new service facility is under construction now. Again, we'll complete it in September. What this particular building is when you pull into the property, it's the first building on the left. It will actually house a lot of the stuff that we use on a daily basis. You'll actually be able to drive in there, get loaded up, and be able to pull out. That's also where our hardware is going to shift from the main building to this new full service facility. One of the things that we talked about this a little bit last time too as well, and it's gone really well, is that we established what we call a will call department. That happened about probably close to a year ago now, and where a contractor remodeler is able to call in an order, and we actually will have that ready for them in an hour, so they can drive in, pull up, get loaded, and leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a really positive thing for us.
Well, that's great. Is the customer service facility, is it like a design center? Is that where homeowners would know?
No, that one is primarily for the contractor in terms of, you know, getting lumber type material.
Gotcha.
So the design center will still be where it's at now, with the exception of that's kind of the next phase, this latter part of this fall, as we remove the hardware on the upper part of that, of our current facility, which will go out to this new service center.
Mm-hmm.
We'll actually expand the offerings in terms of what we actually display for windows and doors in the existing in the place that we're showing them now.
Good deal. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about treated lumber, and kind of something that's a sort of new is ground treated lumber that can have contact with the ground.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, everybody always thought, well, golly, if I put, you know, treated lumber down, I can just stick it on the ground and it's no big deal. It'll mm-hmm. never rot.
Right.
Well, that wasn't the case.
Okay.
You know, so people would put fences, for example, up. You know, you get that fence, you know, right to the ground. You know, a few years later, because of moisture, obviously it depends on the location and how much moisture they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it basically just got absorbed under the bottom side of that particular wood, travel up, and would rot the board. So they've come out with some processes now, and actually that's what we stock, where you can actually put it to the ground and that stuff will hold up for many, many years.
Hmm. Treated lumber is not supposed to be attractive to termites, but in fact it is. Is this new type of treated lumber, will it keep the termites away?
Well, it's always hard to say, especially in our environment, that, you know, you'll never see them, kind of like the no-see-ums. So it is more prohibitive, you know, in terms of keeping that stuff away. So again, another added advantage to that part of it. Of course, you know, we have our Elite product that we also came up with a number of years ago, and that's where we take a piece of number one treated, and we actually run it through molders and sanders and pre-prime it. In fact, most of our treated lumber actually is pre-primed.
Mm.
So it really is advantageous to the builder, remodeler, and even the homeowner for that matter, because actually it looks a lot nicer, doesn't have the chatter marks on it. It paints up extremely well. It's just, you know, a lot of times treated lumber can actually have some waviness to it, raise the grain and those kind of things. This product actually, we sell that product actually up and down the East Coast.
Mm.
It's been that well received.
That's good. That's great. Is this new ground contact treated lumber, is it more expensive than traditional treated lumber?
No, actually, it really didn't change much of that part at all. It's kind of like back when we changed the treatment, you know, a number of years ago, got rid of the copper and stuff like that. Yeah, this particular treatment is just one that they pretty much almost had to do it, really.
Right, right. Well, that's great. That's good. good bonus for homeowners. They're getting a better product for the same price.
Well, you know, I remember hearing years ago there was a saying that one of the suppliers had. It said, callbacks are not job security.
Right.
You know, when you start getting a number of calls on treated type stuff, you've got to do something.
Mm-hmm. Bob, you work in the window and door department at Southern Lumber and Millwork. Talk about impact rated glass and how that's kind of taken off.
Well, as we continue, I was just thinking, you know, as we talked about earlier, that we're probably at about a 15-year mark as far as when we started to actually do an impact glass. You know, originally it was a monolithic where it wasn't even insulated, and so today, because of energy codes, everything pretty much has to be insulated glass in order to meet those codes. But what we're seeing actually is a pretty big increase in terms of, you know, the amount that is required, or excuse me, not quite required, but actually the amount that is actually being purchased. The code actually allows us three different options in terms of meeting what they call the wind-borne debris part of the code. That is that you can use, you know, impact glass, hurricane-rated shutters, or you can do some type of fastening system such as like plywood, where you're actually anchoring into your trim and be able to, you know, in the event of a storm, be able to put up these particular panels. So what we generally find is that, you know, with the impact glass, they're basically, storm comes up the coast and the homeowner can leave. They don't have to do anything. You know, there's no putting up plywood, there's no shutting shutters, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what the, you know, to make it really, you know, simple is, you know, most people understand a car windshield that, you know, golly, you know, even on an impact of a car windshield, it stays together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically what an impact piece of glass does. The outer pane generally is what we call a sacrificial pane, where the glass can break, but it cannot penetrate to the interior, because that piece of laminate that's in between there, you know, will catch that particular impact. And so not allow it to actually go through the structure, because it's all about make sure that water doesn't intrude into the home during the event of a hurricane, because that's really where the damage comes into play. And the envelope would also incur air, which actually could take off the roof system and stuff like that. So anyway, and the other part is, it's interesting because the added advantage of I tell homeowners that come in and we talk about it is that we have some homeowners that build homes here, for example, and it's their vacation home. It's not their permanent residence. So with the advent of impact glass and putting that in your home, now you have security.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's extremely difficult to get through that piece of glass.
Right. The impact rated glass, the impact refers to there's a hurricane or a tropical storm, and your neighbor's grill gets picked up by the high winds and is thrown into, is tossed toward your house. If you have impact rated glass, it hits a window, but it's not going to penetrate the window. It's going to kind of bounce off, the same way as if a burglar was to try to break into your house. They could take a hammer and pound on that impact rated glass, and they're not going to be able to get in. It'll break the glass, but they won't be able to penetrate into the house.
Yeah, it actually became, when we first started seeing the impact glass and the code came out, there was a big concern concerning, in the event of a fire, can a fireman actually get through the glass? You know, because again, it virtually is almost impossible to get through it. And they actually have special tools that actually they can get through. It's usually generally a pickaxe that they have to go ahead and go through, or there's some type of knife system that they have to cut that out.
Impact rated glass, we have them on our house, and it's the most convenient hurricane protection system out there. Just like you said, Bob, you don't have to be home for your house to be protected. And nice thing is, you can report to your insurance company that you have impact rated glass, and you will get a discount, because the insurance company looks at that and says, wow, this house is protected versus another house that does not have impact rated glass and may suffer a lot of damage during a windstorm.
Great point. You know, another added benefit of that too is, you know, in areas where, especially as we build these houses in these locations where the houses are fairly close to one another, or you're along a major road, that laminate actually also is good for sound absorption.
Mm.
So we've actually gone back to retrofit some houses where they weren't impact originally, and on those particular sides, the people went ahead and went with impact glass for that specific reason.
Well, how can folks get more information about Southern Lumber and Millwork?
Well, you can go to the web. It's www.southernlumbermillwork.com. And there's a way actually to contact us through that web portal right there.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Thanks so much, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome, Tim. I'm talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.